another hour of Dr. Ken Kronhaus's expertise and advice at 888-553-7536. You can join Dr. Ken for the conversation. I'm Doug Steffen, here to sort of, I guess, keep things moving, coordinate, throw a grenade in from time to time.
One or two.
Yeah. We've been talking about meningitis and the tainted shots that came from that compounding pharmacy in Framingham, Massachusetts. It's an outbreak that has, how many people died? 14, I think, so far. Is that right?
14 deaths.
14 deaths. Okay. 184 cases. Is it a national problem? Depends on whether you have back pain or not. Frankly, because that's the only reason you get one of these injections, right? These injections are for no other purpose than to try to eliminate or mediate pain.
Let me clarify. The product has been injected in other parts of the body, for example, the knee.
Mm-hmm.
But what's of interest is that no one as of yet has gotten the fungal meningitis from the injection of this tainted product, the methylprednisolone, except those who had the injection in their back.
Right.
But we're still waiting to see if it is a possibility.
So what is, when you hear about this pain, you hear about cortisone shots as well. Is that the old treatment and this stuff is the new treatment? What is cortisone?
Essentially the same thing. It's just another name for a steroid. These are, the big picture is a steroid injection, a way to dramatically
decrease. So why would that have to be compounded? Why wouldn't it just be the straight Megillah that you get at a drugstore?
That's a good question. I'd love to ask these clinics why they were specifically going to the compounder. I'd love to know.
Cheaper?
Probably.
888-553-7536. This stuff's all covered by insurance, though, isn't it? Insurance, that is, you get one of these shots, you go to the pain doctor, and he or she gives you a shot for this. That would be paid for by most medical insurance
policies. If you had a legitimate diagnosis, hopefully you do, then it would usually be covered.
888-553-7536. There's a fellow named Dave in Providence, Rhode Island, who wants to help me with my back pain. All right. We're all ears, Dave. Thanks for the call.
How you doing, Doug Dr. Kronhaus?
Hi, Dave. Good.
Hi. Well, my story kind of goes very similar to yours, Doug. Started on the farm and all that stuff and really beat it up at a very young age. Lifted totally wrong.
Yep.
And the pain just progressed throughout the years. And I'll kind of fast forward it a little bit. I'm 49 now. And a few years ago, it got to the point where it was just really unbearable. And I went through the physical therapy, and that was okay. But I did go on to have some spinal epidural injections put in, and those are very, very painful. That's my opinion. Those are okay, but nothing I want to continuously go through.
How often? How long did they last? How often did you go to see the doctor to get one of those shots?
It lasted for me probably about 6 weeks.
Really?
Did you end up having surgery, Dave?
What's that?
Did you end up having surgery?
No, I didn't end up having surgery. It forced me to go on disability. That's what happened. That was the final outcome. I went to the neurosurgeon and had an MRI, and he said to me, he says, you have the spine of an 80-year-old man.
Great.
He says, you need a whole new back.
So what'd you do?
So what I do, well, about maybe 3 months ago, there was a doctor on PBS on a Sunday morning, and he was an MD. I don't remember his name, but he said, increase your vitamin D to about 1,000 milligrams every day.
Yes.
Take fish oil, and he said, walk.
Mm-hmm.
Walk, walk, walk. And he said, it might be painful for you for the first few weeks.
Walking doesn't bother me at all. Walking makes me feel better. I take that much fish oil a day. I don't know, Ken. I think I take that much vitamin D every day.
I'm sure you do. He means units, 1,000 units.
Yeah. But walking is the key. My chiropractor even told me, walk, walk, walk.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, and I'll tell you something. Since I've done it, I walk 30 minutes every morning. I walk 30 more minutes after supper time. Mm-hmm. And I try and do a brisk walk because it's good for the cardiovascular. And also it builds those muscles around.
Yeah, I wondered about that. How strong are the muscles around? How much development did you do of the muscles around your lower back that would keep your the stuff in your spine in place?
Well, I'm telling you, it has helped me. It's almost like I had surgery. I mean, yeah. I can't lift things like I used to. I have to still baby it. Yeah. But as far as keeping the pain away, that's the key for it. Yeah. Plus, I have a friend of mine who gives me those ice packs.
Oh, yes,
The ice packs keep the swelling down for me. I think the ice packs kind of are a flip-flop from the cortisone shots. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Dave, what kind of chiropractic care have you had?
Meaning what kind of what do you mean by that?
Has the chiropractor done any procedures, spinal decompression, anything like that?
They do the regular adjustments. It's kind of hard to explain, but they kind of twist you in a pretzel there and then they crack your back.
Well, normal stuff. Yeah.
But you haven't had any spinal decompression.
Like an inverted table, you mean?
The table and the treatments that you go for a while.
No. And I've got spondylolisthesis, I've got spondylenosis, I've got discs that are just about gone. Mm-hmm. The spondylolisthesis is really, that's the big thing with me.
Ask your chiropractor if you're a candidate for spinal decompression.
Yeah, I will.
And how did the physical therapy, so you did traditional physical therapy.
Yeah, traditional physical therapy. That's okay. That was helpful, but I wanted something that was something I could do on my own. I don't know. I just kept searching and searching.
Sounds like you're doing better.
Yeah.
There was another gentleman on, Joel Hopper. He had a CD one day, a DVD. And I bought that, and I do his exercises, too, and they're very, very helpful.
Yeah, good. Dave, you've done us, certainly me, a world of good with your suggestions and a lot of people as well. Back pain and back problems seems to be our theme today. David, thank you. 888-553-7536, John's in Clovis, New Mexico. You have some swelling, but in different places, John. What's your story?
Thank you, gentlemen. Yes, I've had some problems with my lower extremities, my feet, ankles, thighs, very bad swelling. And I went to the doctor. He ran a lot of blood tests on me, and he started me on this furosemide, and that didn't do much good. And I've been taking two of those a day, and then he put me on spironolactone.
Spironolactone. So there are two different kinds of diuretics. Furosemide or Lasix is a pretty potent diuretic. It excretes salt and water. And spironolactone is another type of diuretic also. What we need first, again, before we do the shotgun therapy, one from column A, one from column B, do you have a diagnosis? Did they tell you why you have swelling? Is it on both sides, first of all?
Yes, it is on both sides, but the right side is a little worse.
Okay, so did they check out your kidneys? Did they check out your heart? Did they check out your liver? Do they give you a diagnosis?
Well, apparently I'm getting older and I'm not expelling certain things from my lower extremities as well.
Okay,
as I should.
There's a lot of things that can cause this, and you need a diagnosis.
He had me up to as many as two of these spiros.
Okay, John. I'm trying to help you.
Well, I'm trying to tell you, he got rid of all the swelling, but I was skin and bones. And now that we're starting to back the dosage off a little bit, the swelling's coming back, and I've got bad side effects from this stuff. I can't take it anymore.
Okay, but you're not listening to me. You don't know what causes. You don't know whether you have cirrhosis, heart failure, kidney disease. You may have damaged leg veins on both sides. You may have an inadequate lymph system. In order to know what how to treat this effectively, you need to know what the cause is. And you need to ask your doctor, why do I have swelling on both lower extremities? And if they can't tell you, you're at the wrong doctor. Because you should not be.
Me it's chronic. I'm going to have to take medication the rest of my life.
John, you're not connecting with me.
Well, I've been to the lab a half a dozen times and every kind of blood test you could think of. And you know.
So what do you want from us, John? You tell us a story. You're not listening to Ken. What would you like us to do?
John, do you have insurance?
I'm sorry.
Do you have health insurance?
I don't have any insurance. I pay for this out of my pocket.
Okay, well, I guess that's I was concerned about that.
How old are you?
I'm 61 years old.
Okay, are you a vet?
No.
Okay, well, I understand why you're hesitant to go back, you know, because it's a financial issue, but in order to get this figured out, you need a diagnosis, and you don't have one. Chronic means that it's just been there for a long time, but it doesn't tell you the cause, and you need to know the cause before you can get specific treatment.
You need to go back soon, and I don't mind spending more money on this.
But you want to spend it intelligently, not just throw it against the wall like mud.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm listening to you. I'm very confused, Ken, about what his status is.
Well, you just need an evaluation, and it's not a hard one. It's just, you know, you need to get your heart. There are probably maybe five or six possibilities of causes here. Heart failure, cirrhosis, kidney disease, damaged leg veins, or an inadequate lymphatic system. Those would be my top choices. And we would need to, you know, examine you and run some tests to figure it out. That's something doctors like myself do every day.
Yeah. And the sadness is that he doesn't have insurance. The discussion
there was not good communication. I would have to imagine the doctor who saw him had a working diagnosis and just didn't communicate.
No, it needs to go to a bigger, better place. 19 past the hour. Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Bah, bah, black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught, trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Look, it's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment, a most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
All right, just to go back to the gentleman who was on before, what you didn't hear, but what was part of this is a problem probably with alcohol. And that brings it around. The problem with the liver brings around. I mean, I grew up with all of that stuff. And listening to his voice and hearing the story, that's the other ingredient in this, Ken, right?
It's a possibility.
Yeah. 21 past the hour, 888-553-7536 for your call to Dr. Ken.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value, value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you. If you're young at heart.
Heart and soul. Ken is the heart and soul of Lake Cardiology, where he practices in Florida. He's been there for a long, long time. The office number is 800-LAKE-CARDIO. Number for the weekend office is 888-553-7536. As we pursue some of your calls, we have some more medical news to get to, all kinds of information. Rod is in Florida. So, Rod, you have the air with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Thank you, Dr. Ken.
And, hi, Rod.
Thank you, Doug. I'm in the Villages, just about 30 miles north of you, Dr. Ken. And I've been on statins probably for 3 or 4 years and could not tolerate them. Cardiologist then gave me a drug called... well call. That seemed to work for a while, but then I was getting muscle aches and so on. And my lipid profile just recently, started to creep back up. I've been doing pretty well with diet and exercise. I'm 6 feet tall, 156 pounds, so I'm not overweight. While I was on the lipids, or on the statins, it stayed down somewhat. But the last time I had a cholesterol total profile of 195, HDL was good, 72. The LDL has creeped up some from 118, 70, 92, and then triglycerides are 49. I've heard you talk about cardiol and so on, but right now I feel like I'm in a gray area. My cardiologist, I'm not happy with what's going on here.
Rod, let me get in here because I think I know what you'd want me to do for you. Tell me again what your last LDL, your lousy cholesterol was.
Last LDL was 118.
Okay. Now, the key here, and everybody listening should hear this, we don't treat everybody to the same cholesterol values anymore. We cubbyhole you in about 5 different possibilities, and it's based on what your circulation looks like and what your risk of being treated with drugs is and what your risk of not being treated is for having heart attacks and strokes and problems of the circulation. So what I need to know from you first is, and doctors use these words, what are your targets? What are the goals for your, especially your bad cholesterol, your LDL? Do you have any known coronary disease? Have you ever had a heart catheterization?
Yes, I had a heart cath about last December.
Okay, and give me a second. Was there any plaquing, Rod?
According to my cardiologist, he said no, but it was seemed like I don't know the timeline, you know, how long a heart cath takes, but I had one back in 03, and that took over 45, 50 minutes. This one was done in about 20 minutes, and he said there was no placking whatsoever.
Right,
the earlier one, there was a little bit.
All right. Well, it's you know, you bring up the possibility whether you had an adequate study done, and or the other possibility you just had minimal, and using the statin, you can get about 10 or 11% reduction of placking with a statin if you get your LDL under 60. You know, that you can get reversal. But so the most, why did you have another heart catheterization? Do you have an abnormal stress test?
No, I was having a lot of pressure in my chest and so on, and I even went to the emergency room, and they found out, you know, of course, I've had a lot of problem with GERD. And
well, Rod, we don't usually just go from chest pain to a heart catheterization unless you're having a heart attack. You're speaking.
No, I've had nothing else.
Okay, you had chest pain, you didn't have a heart attack, and they went and they brought you right to the cath lab?
No, that was later. They found out I had a stress test when I was in the hospital. Nothing came back. Some of the symptoms came back again. They determined, at least that's what it was, that it was GERD.
No, but wait, Rod. So you're confusing me. You were in the hospital. You had a stress test in the hospital. The stress test was normal, but they still proceeded with a heart catheterization.
No, I'm sorry. That came later. Okay, everything seemed to smooth out for a while, and then I was having the pressure and discomfort and burning in my chest and so on. And then,
so you were in the hospital, you had a stress test, they discharged you because it was normal, and then you had recurrence of chest discomfort as an outpatient, and they said, we need to clear the air. It may be a false negative stress test, so let's do a heart catheterization?
Right.
Okay. And the heart catheterization came back, and you were told it was absolutely zero plaque in the coronaries?
Right. And before, when I had it in 03, there was a minimal amount of plaque.
Okay, but on the current one, you know, it's like being pregnant. You are, you aren't. It was zero plaque. If it was zero plaque, then your target for your LDL is under 100, and if yours is 118, unless you have diabetes, your target's under 100, and that should be done with diet.
Okay.
Go talk to a dietitian. You don't have diabetes, do you?
No.
So what you're telling me, and you may want to talk to me, you know, privately, but it's not all hanging together. I bet that if I dug into this deeper, there's more to this than what you're telling me, because it's not quite hanging together.
888-553-7536. More calls to Dr. Ken Kronhaus coming up in the next half hour of Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Weekend 888-553-7536. Lots of different people with their questions about pacemakers and whether or not Obamacare is going to fix things, prostate cancer, blindness in one's eye. We've got lots of people with lots of questions, Ken. Let's get to Susan in Alexandria, Louisiana, who's next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. Thank you very much for the program. Thank you both. I'm wondering about following a bypass surgery. This was a quadruple bypass. The patient has swelling in the one of the legs in which the donor veins were taken. How long will that go on, or what is normal, and why does that take place?
Great question, Susan. Let me try and explain this. When you have bypass surgery, it's done because the circulation, the plumbing in the heart is clogged up, and what we usually do is take either an artery in the chest, or more commonly, we take veins in the legs to be implanted and to go around the blockages in the circulation in the heart. And very commonly, often if one needs a lot of bypasses in their heart, a lot of veins need to be so-called harvested to do the job. And this often leaves you with inadequate veins in the leg to bring the blood back up to the heart, and you get accumulation just through gravity pulling down the fluid in that leg. We call this venous insufficiency. That's what this sounds like. The other possibility is you can have a blood clot in the leg, and I hope that that's not what's going on. Does this hurt? Is it warm? Is it tender? Or is it just a big nuisance?
It's just a nuisance.
Okay, so this sounds like venous insufficiency. And the way you deal with this is you use gravity as your friend. You avoid prolonged standing. When you're sitting, you raise the leg. Usually with venous insufficiency, when you wake up in the morning, it looks a lot better because you've been lying flat and the gravity is not pulling
Correct.
The fluid down.
Correct.
When what I just mentioned doesn't do the job, the next step, no one likes them, but they work, are the support stockings, the TED hose.
Okay.
And when those don't work, then we have to go to give you a diuretic, which we don't like to do. I would urge you to eliminate salt. from the diet as good as much as possible.
Okay.
And if all of those don't work, sometimes you have to go to the vein doctor, and they have some tricks now with some of these cutting edge techniques to help the circulation of the legs. But try these more simple procedures first, and see if that'll help the job.
I have one more question in reference to that, sir. When taking two blood pressure medications, the patient, it's taken in the morning, at Tenonol and Enalapril Malate, he has weakness to where he just wants to lay down. He has no energy at all. What would that be indicative of?
Probably over-treatment of the blood pressure. This is why, you're asking great questions, Susan. This is why I recommend everybody to have an upper arm home blood pressure monitor so that you know what your resting blood pressure is. Your baseline blood pressure is the lowest when you sit there for 15 minutes and nothing is bothering you mentally or physically. And unfortunately, if you're like me or anyone else, when you're the patient in the doctor's office, you're not in your happy place. And because of this, your blood pressure is usually a lot higher than your baseline. So your doctor will sometimes treat this number that's measured in the office. And then you go home and you're relaxed and the number goes way down and you end up being overtreated and you feel like you're about to pass out. He needs to do home monitoring with a calibrated upper arm home blood pressure monitor. Get one. My favorite, I'm going to give a shout out to MicroLife or Omron. Get one of those. Bring it to the doctor's office one time. Make sure it matches what they hear with their stethoscope. Then keep it at home. Use it morning and evening, but make sure you have a chance to first rest for 15 minutes. If he doesn't have a chance to rest for 15 minutes, don't even use it, because then you won't get your baseline. And my nickel is his baseline is under 105 and with the medication currently, and he has symptomatic hypotension, symptomatic low blood pressure.
We're taking the blood pressure, Dr. Kent, and when he takes these within about 45 minutes, an hour, it's like 101 over 62.
Exactly. I can't practice medicine over the phone.
Correct.
The governor in Louisiana will get on my case. So, but talk to your doctor. Bring that information. Keep recording it so that the doctor believes it. Bring those numbers to the doctor and make sure that they're aware of it. He needs adjustment of his blood pressure lowering of medicine. Susan, you're doing a great deed.
Dr. Ken, if a patient has this type of surgery and has a poor appetite, what nutritional, is potassium sometimes low, or what should we be looking for?
Well, my guess is some depression is acting here, and this is one of the most unfortunate, unrecognized problem with bypass surgery, especially in guys. But it happens in both sexes, and if he just had bypass surgery and he doesn't have an appetite, I'd be very concerned about some lingering depression.
888-553-7536. Gene is in Los Angeles, where the shuttle, as we speak, is moving through the streets over by the airport in the 105. Kind of a cool thing, Gene.
That's funny.
Yeah, well, that's what's going on. All right, what can we do to help you out?
I'm calling about constipation. I can go 2 weeks without severe. I don't go to the bathroom.
Gene, it was nice to hear that Doug put a smile on your face, because it sounds like with your history, that's a rare occurrence. And what I would recommend, what's so important, is getting enough fiber, either Metamucil, Citracell. I like oat bran. Get it in the box. Quaker's my favorite because it's the only ingredient. But get oat bran, cook it up, get a serving a day, and that'll help you get the fiber that you need. And make sure you're getting enough activity, enough liquids, eliminate the high gas foods. And if that doesn't work, then you may need some medication from the doctor. But fiber, exercise, and fluids are the initial treatment.
I just started milk of magnesia. The gastroenterologist told me to take.
Try today some oat bran. and make sure it's the only ingredient. Get a serving of that and just make sure you get enough fluids and go for a walk.
Is
go
that
for a
cereal oat bran?
Yes, but you have to cook it. It comes in the box. It's raw, but you cook it just like oatmeal, but not oatmeal, oat bran. It's a fragment of oatmeal, and it's just wonderful. It'll be as a natural laxative because of all the fiber. It'll fill you up, so it works as an appetite suppressant, and it'll lower your cholesterol.
888-553-7536. Fred's in New Hartford, New York. Hi, Fred. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Good morning. I had temporary blindness in one of my eyes three weeks ago, and it lasted for 3 or 4 minutes at a time for about 6 days straight. I am diabetic, and I got AFib, and just wondering what your thoughts on it.
Diabetic, AFib, and temporary blindness in one eye. I'd be very concerned about the circulation to your carotid. I'd want to make sure you had a carotid ultrasound done. I'd want to make sure that there's no clots in your heart. Are you on blood thinner?
Yes, I am.
Were you on blood thinner when this happened?
Yes.
Okay. I would want to also make sure that you didn't have a stroke. So I would want you to be checked out by your cardiologist. It sounds to me like you've been to the eye doctor.
Right. Yeah.
And they looked
at the cardiologist also.
Okay. Did your eye doctor, I'm sure they looked at your retina. You don't have a detached retina. Did they see anything local to the eye?
No, he cleared me.
He said go back and see your cardiologist, I'm sure.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So did the cardiologist do a carotid ultrasound?
Yes, he did.
What did that look like?
It showed up, no problems there. And
no
he did
problems.
An echocentigram, nothing showed up there.
Are they going to do a transesophageal echo?
No, they didn't mention that. I did go for MRI, and that showed nothing at all.
It showed that the brain was okay.
Naturally aging, yeah, right.
It showed the brain was okay. What blood thinner are you on, Coumadin?
No, I'm on that Pradaxa.
Pradaxa. Okay, so you're well covered, and your cardiologist, I guess, is scratching his head what to do?
Well, that's the thing. I did get a diagnosis, but he didn't necessarily agree with it. I did go to a neurologist, and they thought it was a stroke in the eye, and he kind of didn't agree. He thought he was thinking more of some kind of spasm or something like that.
A spasm where?
In the eye.
But did he know the report from your eye doctor?
Yes, he did.
Did your cardiologist get a report of the MRI?
I don't know if he...
Get your cardiologist a report of the MRI, because the neurologist would not have given you that diagnosis without reviewing the MRI.
Right, yeah. She definitely did.
Right,
yeah.
So it sounds to me like you've had a stroke, and then the question is if your carotid was there any blockage in your carotid?
None at all, perfect.
Okay. What you may want to do is he may want to do a transesophageal echo and see if you have clot. You know that you're failing Pradaxa. You're what we call a treatment failure. You are on Pradaxa. You're not supposed to have this happen, and that's why everybody's a little confused. Fred, you are a challenging case. You did all the right things. You're on blood thinner. You have atrial fibrillation. You're at risk of having a stroke, but you still had one. And so I would want to make sure that, someone has to sit down, make sure you're getting Pradaxa, taking it properly, that it's, you may want to get some checking and making sure that it's effective. You may want to be switched to another blood thinner, maybe go back to the old-fashioned Coumadin. I would, if you were my patient, I would put you on Coumadin instead of Pradaxa. Did your cardiologist talk to you about that?
Yeah, he was mulling that over, but he didn't make the switch.
Okay, well, if you were my patient, that's what I would do, and then you have to, think about looking into into possibly doing a transesophageal echo to make sure that, you don't have any, this is where it gets a little bit very esoteric, you don't have any clot, any septal defects, any connections between your chambers, you have any clots in your legs that are causing this. But I would talk to your doctor, ask him if you should, you know, don't tell him what to do, but just put, you're a polite guy, I'm sure you won't, but just ask, should I switch to Coumadin, and do I need a transesophageal echo?
Yes, all right, Fred, take good care. Hopefully it'll all work out well for you, thanks to Dr. Ken's advice. 888-553-7536. We've talked a lot today about strokes and the young, the continuing problem, people in their 50s having strokes. There's a story about eating tomatoes and how that might help lower stroke risk. How is that? Is that pleasant? Is it good? Is it something everybody ought to have? We ought to eat like an apple a day. We ought to eat a tomato a day.
This is a nice story. This is out of the Medical Journal of Neurology this week. Doug, that eating tomatoes and tomato-based foods, they're high in the antioxidant lycopene. That's one of your favorites. It's associated with a lower risk of stroke. People with the highest amounts of lycopene in this study, in their blood, they were a whopping 55% less likely than people with the lowest amounts to have a stroke. A diet high in fruits and vegetables is associated with a lower risk of stroke also. And the results of this study just support the recommendation that people get more than 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. And our last caller, it's a good idea to add this to the diet, but he needs more aggressive therapy.
All right, let's talk for a minute about aggressive therapy or preventative therapy. I'm not even sure that taking Cardiol fits into therapy per se, but it certainly is a way to reduce one's risk of coronary problems, heart disease, stroke. That's why Dr. Ken bugs us about this. The cholesterol numbers are something that he asks you to find out every time you have a checkup. And it's time for you to stop taking chances with your heart health. That's why Ken, who sees patients that have high cholesterol every day, says to them, says to you, Cardiol may be the ticket here, Ken.
Well, high cholesterol, Doug, it is a serious condition. It can lead to heart attacks and heart disease as well as stroke. And as a cardiologist, I do seek the safest, the most effective ways to lower cholesterol in my patients. There's this new all-natural approach from Italy, and it might be right for many of our listeners. It's Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients. They do work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in the blood. These are known as triglycerides, and users do report excellent results in just 30 days. There's been some science here published in some good medical journals. The reason why I like it, it's safe. It's FDA-registered Cardiol. It's also easy to take, and it's just 1 capsule a day.
There is nothing else like Cardiol on the market. They took science, combined the best possible ingredients, and the result is it lowers both cholesterol and triglycerides with antioxidants like CoQ10, resveratrol, bioflavonoids, all in 1 capsule, 1 a day. Cardiol is now used by thousands of people who listen to Dr. Ken. So if you want to get in on the, I guess, the bottom line of this, you want to lower your cholesterol and your triglycerides, keep yourself safe. What you need to do is do as Ken suggests. Go online to Cardiol, C-A-R-D-I-O-L, Cardiol.net, and /Ken is probably pretty helpful. And you put on the Dr. Ken. This is a special deal for those of you who are listening here. If you're going to Cardiol and see up in the that box the Dr. Ken free trial, click on that and get yourself 30 days worth of Cardiol. Take it. You only pay shipping and handling. You'll see the cholesterol and the triglycerides go down. Test before, test after. That's how this works. Cardiol.net /Ken and click on Dr. Ken's free trial. Cardiol.net /Dr. Ken. The essence of our Good Day Health newsletter, Ken, this week. You've put together a lot of things. Each week, by the way, you can sign up for Dr. Ken's Good Day Health newsletter. Go to drkenshow.com, click on the place where it says put in your, you want to sign up for the newsletter, put in your email address. Same thing at dougstefan.com. Click on Dr. Ken's picture in the co-host box, and you'll be asked to give us your email address. Get the Good Day Health newsletter. What's in it this week?
Latest news about pediatric news this week.
Pediatrics, children, medical, health conditions. So check it out, your child's health is maybe in the balance here. Read Good Day Health newsletter for this week, October 12th.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fifty-three past the hour now. You're listening to Dr. Ken Kronhaus take calls from people all around the country. You can listen in, obviously, every week to the radio station you're listening to for 2 hours of Good Day Health. Also online at DougStefan.com and DrKenShow.com. You can download podcasts of these hours. This is really a very interesting time we're in. A lot of information, a lot of misinformation. And so Ken tries to make sense of all of it. Certainly your cooperation by calling 888-553-7536 helps out a lot. We get to the bottom with a lot of people. There are folks who will say, oh, well, I don't want to ask this question. It's silly. Maybe. But if you have a problem, chances are lots of other people listening to this program are having the problem, listening online or live on the radio stations. A lot of people will be helped by your question. Here's John in Vero Beach, WTTV. John, what can we do for you, sir?
Well, number one, thank you, gentlemen. It was worth the wait to talk to you. I listen to you every weekend, and here, I don't know, about 3 weeks ago, you were talking about pacemakers and fibrillators, and they've been wanting to put one in me for about the last 7 or 8 months, and I'm just, I don't know, I'm just leery. You were talking about the pros and cons and the post-stress, and I'm on about 6 different medications, and I just don't know where I'm at here. I'd like to have another opinion.
Sure, John. We need to get you an opinion, because 7 to 8 months without making an opinion, it makes me a little uneasy. First of all, clarify, is it a pacemaker or a defibrillator that they're suggesting?
They're saying a pacemaker. The doctor showed it to me, and then the defibrillator, I believe, goes inside the pacemaker.
Okay, so they're recommending a defibrillator, which actually defibrillators do both. But they're recommending actually a defibrillator, correct?
Well, he said a pacemaker and a defibrillator.
Okay. Now, so you have a weak heart, I imagine?
Yes, I'm not a candidate for open heart surgery.
Okay, do you know what your ejection fraction is? That's the fraction of blood with each beat that's pumped forward?
They said no, but they did say my heart's only pumping about 25-30% of what the normal heart beats.
So I have a feeling that what they're really saying is that your ejection fraction is 30%. Is that correct?
compared to everyone else's? Is that what you're saying, Doctor?
No, for you.
Well, for me, they say, yes, it's like 25-30%.
Okay, that's
what
that
it
is,
should be pumping.
Okay, the normal ejection fraction is about 50 to 65%. That's the fraction of blood that's present with each beat. And what a defibrillator does is it prevents the lower part of the body, excuse me, the lower part of the heart from beating too rapidly for too long. If the lower part of the heart, the ventricle, goes into a rapid or chaotic rhythm, ventricular tachycardia, ventricular fibrillation, the defibrillator will save your life. The current indication is for an ejection fraction under 35% to put in a defibrillator to help save you from suffering sudden cardiac death, where you've, I'm sure, have heard where someone just collapses from an electrical storm, and usually people don't survive that. If you have an ejection fraction under 35%, I would strongly urge you to get a defibrillator. It's not a serious operation. It's not open heart surgery. It's done usually under local anesthesia, usually when you're even awake, and it's just...
yeah, he said about 45 minutes to an hour or something
It's not a big deal compared to some of the things we put people through. And it will save your life.
Well, that's what he was saying, and they have me on all these medications. Now, after I have that, if I go ahead and have it done, is there any possibility of getting off some of these medications?
No.
No.
Most likely not, unless you're on some rhythm suppressing drug, there's a possibility. But usually, with the kind of heart that you're having, I'm sure you're on all weak heart medicines, and usually this is just added on top to help.
Yep. All right, sir. Let's get one more quick call in. David in Anchorage, you have heart problems. Ask Dr. Ken your question. We've got about 40 seconds.
Okay, Doc, I've had a couple of heart attacks, and then the last heart attack I had, I lost the top left part of my heart. I'm a diabetic, and I'm on, like, 9 different meds. And my question is, do I need to take all these meds, or can I get off some of them?
We have about 30 seconds left, David, and, you know, you're in Anchorage, Alaska. I wish you were in my backyard, and I'd spend an hour with you in the office giving you an answer to that question. If you want to call back and next week, give me a list of your meds, a list of your medical problems. I'll see if I can help you, but you're asking complex questions.
All right. So that's the way it works here. Calls and comments and answers. Check us out every week. Dr. Ken Kronos here on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety? Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.